Let her speak! Let her speak!
What is she doing out there?
I'll cut off her mic.
No. Let her speak.
Let Her Speak is a show that works its way through the alphabet from A to Z. We talk about music and culture and things we're obsessed with. We'll flirt with controversy and politics, always framed by a single letter. From Kim to Khloe to Kylie to Kourtney Kardashian, the letter K is very kissable right now. We're kicking off this episode with the 11th letter of the alphabet. This week, we'll key into the letter K. Welcome to Let Her Speak. Hi, Tina.
Hey, Jackie.
We're back.
We are back. Long hiatus.
Yeah. It's the summer.
Yeah, it's busy time.
I'd like to say that we were on summer vacation, but we were just bad at coming for a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to blame work, and then you got a sick cold.
Yeah, the cold was the
cold
worst,
too. Cold with a K.
I had a cold with K that I'd lost my voice for, too.
Yeah, that was awful.
I don't know. I think that's it's a me thing now to lose my voice. Have you ever completely lost your voice?
Yeah, but it was after a three-day beer festival where I was just, like, shouting to people over music, like, you should try this.
Yeah, I think it comes from a place of not accepting if I have a sore throat that I shouldn't talk. I just want to talk anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I got sick, and I had a really sore throat and was kind of losing my voice, and then I got a little bit better.
And you're
then,
like, no, I can push through.
And then I just talked a lot one night at a party, and we danced, and then woke up the next day with no voice.
Yeah.
So I was like over the cold, but my throat was like, fuck you, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't treat me this way.
No, exactly.
So we're back. Anyways, long story short, we're back. My voice is back. Letter Speak is back.
Woo!
Our topic this week is the letter K.
So excited.
We had some really obvious topics. I think we have some not so obvious topics. I think it's going to be a fun show. I'm kind of excited for this one.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and it's funny because we put it together last week, but then
There was a
technical difficulty.
It was like an international, like, coalition of people stopping us from recording our show last week.
Pretty much, yeah. There was, like, a technical difficulty. On the one night, we were like, okay, we can do this. And then we were like, the other night, so it was like work and whatever.
The stupid thing we were supposed to record it with wasn't here. Yeah. That makes it tough to record a show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we could have,
anyways, done anything. But. So we sat here for an hour and just ate chips and talked to each other.
Yeah, it was great.
It's probably one of our best shows and no one was here to hear it.
It's like we didn't even need an audience.
That's supporting the theory. This is just kind of like hanging out in a living room with Jackie and Tina.
Yeah, totally.
It is kind of.
Like, that's care of your friend, our friend Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicest compliment about the show I think we've ever gotten.
Yeah, I think that was a good one.
Yeah.
So you have a question to start off this episode with.
Yeah. What is your favorite alcoholic drink that starts with a K?
Well, it's Kahlua, except they're in my bad books right now.
Oh.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
If you don't know this about me, I have done in the past social media for a living extensively. I have done it for brands and organizations. And so I have very particular ideas about how brands manage
stuff
their social
media. Stuff
should
get done.
Yeah, I have a very particular, like if I tweet at you, McDonald's, I expect a friggin' response.
Yeah.
Because it's customer service. It's an opportunity to engage with me. It's like, I am giving you an advertising opportunity by tagging your name on Twitter. I expect at least a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw me a heart. That's all I want. And then I think you can step it up from there and, like, really earn my loyalty.
Mm.
So recently, I got, like, a shit list because I recently have been tweeting a lot of brands and been getting nothing in return. And I don't mean to brag or anything, but I have over 2,000 followers on Twitter. I'm nearing 3,000 followers. I feel like I am worthy of a response.
I think that's a lot for someone who, you know, you're not, like, in the public eye all the time.
I'm not a celebrity or anything. I don't need like special treatment. I don't need you to send me free stuff, although I love free stuff. Shout out to Jell-O for sending me free Jell-O. So recently there was a Big Lebowski party.
Yeah.
And I attended, I won't go to all the brands that are on my shit list because it's lengthy right now, but I went to a party recently for the Big Lebowski and I dressed as a bottle of Kahlua and I made the costume myself from scratch. And I don't mean to brag or anything, but I think I went all out.
It was good.
It was black Bristol board. I freehand drew the Kahlua logo.
It looked great.
Cut it out, glued it on, and put it all together.
Yeah.
Walked through the streets of Van Cleek Hill wearing this costume to the party. Went to the party, having a picture
That's
taken.
That's like three streets, just heads up.
It's a 5-minute walk. But anyways, the point is I walked through the streets with my Kahlua costume on. I was a walking advertisement for Kahlua. And I also bought a bunch of Kahlua and drank a bunch of Kahlua that night. the next morning, I didn't, it wasn't like a drunk tweet at like midday or anything. The next day, which was probably a Sunday, I tweeted at Kahlua, like it's at Kahlua underscore US, their US division, like, hey, at Kahlua, like, here's me in my Kahlua costume. Like, hasn't the Big Lebowski's cult status been great for your brand? This is me talking to a brand and I expect a response. And they have not, they did not tweet back or favorite it or retweet it or anything.
And you're bringing up Big Lebowski, which is fucking huge. People love Big Lebowski.
Right? More people, like a lot of other people like tweeted and favorited that tweet of mine. But Kahlua made no, gave no response. So I was like, okay, it's Sunday. You know what? I understand social media people are not working on the weekend. They're not, they're away from your computer. So like Monday morning, I'm like, I'm imagining this person, like I am, this might be unfair, but I'm imagining her be like female 25, like showing up to work and she sits down at her station. She sees a tweet with a person in a homemade Kahlua costume.
Yeah.
How can you not throw that a retweet?
I know.
And then I looked at like their mentions and it's like, not like they're getting mentioned. It's not like they're Justin Bieber and I'm buried in a million mentions. You know what I mean? Like people aren't tweeting at Kahlua all the time.
Yeah. And it wasn't like you were, you know, super wasted looking in a photo.
No, I'm holding my first white Russian in the photo. Like I'm sober. It's an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and you're clearly not, you know, 16 years old.
No.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're on my shit list now. They're on my list of brands who have not engaged with me when I've been given the opportunity.
That's ridiculous.
There's other ones that really get under my skin. Like I went to a restaurant recently. I won't mention any names, but I went to a chain restaurant recently and they have a like tweet at us and mention this hashtag. And I on the table, it says that. So of course I do it. Nothing. No response. No favorite, no retweet. I'm like, what? Don't put a sign on your table asking me to do something. And then don't hold up your end of the bargain.
Don't make me work. Like you,
because this is the thing that's like,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like I want to engage. Like I'm here. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to be made into a brand evangelist for your stupid brand, and you're just ignoring me. Because like Jell-O, I've talked about at length for the ways that they have treated me well on the internet. I can also talk about other brands that have treated me well on the internet, and I will talk about them until I'm like blue in the face because I really love it when they engage with you.
All right, well, boycott Kahlua. You're here first.
So Kahlua is on my shit list. I'm going to drink some no-name brand coffee liqueur.
Kahlua is out.
Yeah. Did you know it contains I have them in my notes, that it actually contains caffeine.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know. Right? I thought it was just like coffee flavor, but it's actually made with coffee beans.
I can say I've never actually been a fan of Kahlua or coffee-based stuff because I just don't like coffee, so.
All right. Well, and you know, I like coffee. I like coffee-flavored everything.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'm a coffee fanatic.
Don't get her started on cold brew, people.
Yeah, I know.
She can see through time.
Pretty much. Anyway, so I think we should kick it off with a song.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have no idea what time we started the show today. Did we start at 7:30?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to get this show moving.
Yeah, let's go.
So let's start off with a song. We'll hear a little something from Kanye West, an early track from Kanye West, and then we'll come back.
Believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I got flashed by the paparazzi. Damn, these niggas got me. I hate these niggas more
as
than
I
a Nazi.
I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights.
What do I know?
Flashing lights.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk
was bad, baby, hey, baby, lately you been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, frontin', oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feelin' like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. But what do I know?
Flashing lights.
You're listening to Let Her Speak on Van Cleek FM. That was Kanye West, Flashing Lights.
Flashing.
Lights, 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 lights. So when the music was playing, we were just having this conversation about Kanye West. This isn't our topic right now, but I just feel like it was interesting to have the, like, I like Kanye West a lot. Mm-hmm, and I feel like that not everyone feels that way. A lot of people dislike Kanye West. I would defend him to the nth degree for whatever reasons, but... Man, some of those old songs, when you hear them, it's like, oh, yeah. Remember when Kanye West made big, like, pop hits? Wasn't making, like, challenging tunes where you had to think about it when you listen to them?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of miss those
I know.
Days.
I was like, oh, I should get to play Runaway, but it's 8 minutes long.
Yeah, that's one of my, that's my favorite song. And then yeah, I looked it's really it up and good. It's like, it's, yeah, it's eight and a half minutes. Yeah. And it's funny because I don't even think I thought it was 8.5 minutes until I was trying to figure out through this show.
And the video's amazing.
Oh,
and yeah.
So good.
Like, we're going to talk about him a bit later. So,
yeah.
Just save for that.
Our topic for right now is his wife, Kim Kardashian West.
Yes.
The entirety of the notes we have for this section are discussion of Kim Kardashian. We make notes, but that's all we needed for her. And I feel like she's going to Beyonce this episode, where we could just totally take up 45 minutes on her.
I don't mind. It's funny, because I actually do go back and forth with kind of like, oh, she's ridiculous. But I'm like, no, I love her. So she's rich.
Yes.
And got famous because of a sex tape, but she kind of didn't really give a shit.
Yeah, see... This is the thing that I think really, like, how I'd come to defend Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And I will defend Kim Kardashian.
Oh, totally.
There's a lot of sides. They're all rush. All the things are rushing to my brain.
Okay.
Number one, yes. Okay, she clawed her way to fame. She had wealth in her pocket, which is a good place to start if you're trying to get famous. Because
for sure.
You can buy the right clothes and go to the right clubs and you live in LA.
Oh, yeah.
She was really close friends with Paris Hilton when Paris Hilton was sort of at the peak of her fame, which also helped because she could get photographed with Paris Hilton and climb her way to the top that way. Then she started dating Ray J, who was a pop singer's brother. I think he was also trying to be a pop singer or something.
Yeah, really.
And made a sex tape with him that maybe leaked or maybe she orchestrated the leak. We don't really know. But all of that said, that's how she got famous, how she like became Kim Kardashian.
But she's maintained.
She's maintained
for so
that
long.
Was like,
it's insane.
It was like 15 years ago that all happened, and she's still like
she's
the biggest star
she's
right now.
The most famous that she's been from then to now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which Paris Hilton could not maintain that level of fame.
No.
Paris
not
Hilton
at all.
Got famous and then faded out. No one cares about Paris Hilton anymore.
No.
It's hard to maintain that kind of fame. And it's harder than it looks. And I think that's what like really bugs me is being like, oh, she's just famous for a sex tape. Yeah, okay, she got famous with a sex tape. There's a lot of people who have gotten famous for sex tapes who are not famous anymore.
Like, she is really good at marketing herself. It is crazy. And she made something that she made like $3 million on her app. Like, that is her job. That's her job.
Her job, yeah. She has made a career out of looking beautiful, wearing clothes,
yeah,
showing up in the right places, knowing the right people. And now, I mean, it feels Kanye and Kim have gotten a lot of criticism. Kanye said something along the lines of how significant it was that him and Kim were on the cover of Vogue. And I bought that issue, and I'll tell you why I bought that issue. It's really significant that a black man and an Armenian-American woman were on the cover of Vogue together.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that is not a thing that happens. Vogue has, like, thin white women on the cover all the time. Yeah. Every once in a while, a person of color gets to be on the cover. Maybe if you're Oprah or if you win an Olympic medal,
yeah,
you get to be on the cover of Vogue. But that's like one issue a year, maybe. So Kim Kardashian is covering Vogue around the world, and she's getting covers, and she's getting into these, like, so she's transformed from like sex tape to like high fashion,
yep,
aspirational brand.
Oh, absolutely.
That in and of itself is a ridiculous achievement.
Yep.
If you look at that sort of social climbing.
And it's interesting because it's like her merger, if you will, with Kanye, like he kind of transported her into this like high art,
yeah,
area where, yeah, like they show up to the Met Gala and they look amazing. Like when, yeah, she was pregnant and she looked like a walking carpet, I loved it.
I was like
the gloves and the head to toe, and it's amazing.
Well, and I think this, yeah, is like, I think this is a thing that culture, media loves to diminish the importance of fashion,
mm-hmm,
and diminish the cultural relevance of things like this and say like, oh, it's meaningless, it's trashy, it means nothing. And it's things that women are really interested in.
Right.
That like the media loves to say,
oh, it doesn't matter,
this is meaningless.
Right. Yeah.
This doesn't matter, it's just fashion, it's meaningless. Well, fuck, sports are meaningless, and we can obsess about those and write books about those and have Hall of Fames for those.
Yeah, exactly.
So if sports can have Hall of Fames and awards and be paid millions of dollars to run on a field and kick a ball,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but
I'm gonna
so
watch
fashion.
The Oscar pre-show and I'm gonna fucking love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that this is meaningless. It's entertainment. It's culture.
Yeah.
It reflects our culture back to us.
It's another, and to me, yeah, it's another side of entertainment.
It, to me, it feels incredibly significant that non-white women who are curvy are exceptionally popular right now. That,
yeah,
that is the only time in my memory and probably in the last 100 years in America that that has been the case.
Absolutely,
and I'm talking,
yeah,
about all the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They've all clawed their way to fame, and they are all powerful, and they're all making millions of dollars, and they are beautiful women.
Yeah, I love them.
But that feels like it's really important. That's like a major moment in pop culture.
Yeah,
to see that happen.
And yes, they are completely orchestrating their show and,
yes,
their lives.
Yes,
that's their job. It's entertaining.
It is their job.
It's,
yeah,
entertainment. That, yeah, is what reality shows do.
Yeah,
like I love Chloe. She has really great one-liners.
Yes.
And she had this show, a brief show called Cocktails with Chloe, where it was really funny. She would just have, it seemed like a bunch of random friends, and they would just show up and they'd be like, "Oh, someone's coming over in 5 minutes," and then they just like sit around and like chat.
That sounds kind of like this show, except, yeah, with more cocktails.
Oh, yeah, and way richer ladies.
And way more makeup, probably.
Way more makeup.
They really have brought in, like, the CoverGirl, like, the makeup industry must love the Kardashians, because how much women,
oh,
are spending now on eyelashes and contouring.
The lip
and
kit?
The lip kits. Yeah. The makeup industry is, like,
yeah,
cheering for the Kardashians.
Oh, for sure.
Anyways. It's hard to, like, I think this isn't a great debate because we're both on the same side.
I know. Sorry. Sorry, listeners.
And we don't have any, like, hard fact notes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just really tired of people shitting on Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. I think the, like, argument, if she got famous for a sex tape and she's useless, she has no value, whatever people say, like, I think those arguments are dead. If you want to say something shitty about Kim Kardashian, come up with something new, because those things are not true or relevant. What is true and relevant is what people are interested in. You might not like, mm-hmm, it, but it's like millions and millions and millions of people buy her stuff, follow her, watch what she does, care,
mm-hmm,
talk about it, think about it, look at her every day.
Yeah,
that's
like,
relevant.
Like, I think she does say some silly things about feminism. She says she's not a feminist,
oh,
which is ridiculous, which is like an eye roll, and like, that's ridiculous. And,
yeah,
of course you are, Kim Kardashian, if you're listening. You are. I know you are, secretly. But I think she just does say really positive things about self-esteem.
Yeah.
And like, it sounds so cheese, but believing in yourself.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I do what I want and I work really hard for it.
Yeah.
And this is what I want. And I'm going to, you know, show my body on Instagram with, you know, two black bars for modesty's sake. But, you know, this is what I look like and I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's another thing that she takes a lot of flack for is showing her body. Being comfortable with her body, showing off her body. But at the same time, it's like this double-edged sword. It's like if she didn't, then people would be like, oh, she's fat. She's not showing off enough. Like she, you know, I don't think that there's a way for her to win with that and just kind of, you know, doing what she does. I think also it's important to note, it's not like I think she's like shoveling shit or like a garbage person or whatever. I don't think it's like the hardest job in the world. Okay? I'm sure I know lots of people who work way harder, but I don't think it's easy to do what she has done. Like, I don't think anyone can.
Yeah, I don't think that level of fame, like, I don't think that's easy to
image
deal
control,
with.
Getting up every day, looking a certain way, being so, she's clearly so methodical about how she's portrayed and how she's photographed, and maintaining that image is not like, you don't just get up and like throw on a tracksuit one day and go to the grocery store like that. She does not do that. And she would not do that.
No.
Because of the risk to her image. So like she leaves the house in full makeup every day. Full done hair every day, new outfit every day. And that takes like a serious amount of time and commitment and energy, as any woman can attest who goes to work without like straightening her hair that day or like didn't put on mascara because she was like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
That is like that mindset of like, ah, fuck it. I don't have time for this. Like Kim Kardashian does not ever do that.
No, because that's her job.
That's her job.
Yeah.
So you can be jealous that that's her job. It's not a lot of people have that opportunity, but that's the reality. So
yeah. Like, and I would argue she does work hard. She's a very hard worker.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt that she puts a considerable amount of time and energy into her career.
Yeah.
There's no way that she's making quintillions of dollars without trying. It's not like it's just showing up in her lap.
And talking about her career is kind of funny. So we did discuss playing her single Jam.
Yeah, but it's really bad.
We decided not to.
Yeah.
Because it was awful.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But if there's an older season, Keeping Up with the Kardashians show or episode where she's doing her video and Kanye was like a friend of the family before he started dating Kim, and he like visits the set and you can like in oh god, what's the mom's name? Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is like, oh, doesn't she look beautiful? And Kanye's like, yeah. He's doing like an aw shucks, and it's like, oh.
Did feel like they should have been together. Like when they got together, it was like, oh yeah, this should have happened a long time ago.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the whole like, you know, like their marriage, his marriage proposal, and like they had their baby and their wedding. I was just like, I love this.
I know.
Like, I'm just looking at all the photos. This is great.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. So we got a song. It's not a Kim Kardashian song.
No.
Because we like good music here. Sorry,
Kim K. We vetoed that.
Yeah. So we're going to play it. I'm going to cue it up here. And then we'll come back and talk about this music. Musicians. This is...
Drinking just
We're back on Let Her Speak. That was Kraftwerk. She's a model. Have you listened to much Kraftwerk in your life?
It's pronounced Kraftwerk.
Have you listened to much Kraftwerk in your life?
I have to say not really, but I know they're a huge influence on some other stuff I've listened to.
My friend Derek got me into Kraftwerk, and so I have listened to quite a bit of Kraftwerk in my day.
Mm-hmm. Is that the evolution of Goth Jackie?
Definitely ties into Goth Jackie.
Yeah.
I wasn't like sophisticated enough in 1995 to really know about Kraftwerk. I didn't have any influence in my life that brought him to me. By 1998, when I was like 97, 98, when I was hanging out with Derek, he was like, "Oh, you're interested in like industrial and techno? Here, learn from me."
Yeah, yeah. So like Depeche Mode? Here we go.
Yeah, let me take you down a road. So I sort of went back the pathway like that. So Kraftwerk, German electronic band that was formed in 1969, which...
I did not know they were that old.
Oh, yeah. When you hear this music, you're like, oh, that's like 80s. No. This is like goes back way farther than that.
Oh, my God.
They're definitely innovators and pioneers. The song we just listened to is from their 1978 album.
Wow.
The Man Machine, or Die Menschmaschine. That was my German accent.
Oh, good one.
I don't know if that was good.
No, it was good.
They are deeply influential in a lot of genres, especially artists like David Bowie, Depeche Mode, as you mentioned, also in hip-hop. Considered one of the earliest hip-hop song African Bambaataa is Planet Rock, samples Kraftwerk. And techno. So techno music was created by three musicians from Detroit, Juan Atkins, Kevin Saunderson, and Derek May. That's like techno was created, considered their genre that they created.
I feel like techno music is just like a bunch of weird people hanging out in like an empty
factory,
like warehouse. Yeah. And they have like weird shiny pants.
See, that's like later techno. Like earlier techno goes back a little bit further too. Yeah. And it's like, it's from Detroit. So it's like rooted in like black dance music culture.
Yeah.
Definitely in a warehouse. But the silver pants part comes later.
Right. Okay.
So they fused like the melodies of Kraftwerk, that sort of style of electronic music with funk rhythms.
Right.
And that's kind of like the origins of techno. But you can hear Kraftwerk's influence in musicians like Prodigy, Daft Punk in a big way, Kanye West.
Oh, totally. Well, there's like more. Kanye Daft Punk song, Stronger, right? Like,
yeah, and like if you listen to that song, you listen to those like electronic voices, mm-hmm. like that's like totally inspired by Kraftwerk.
Mm-hmm.
LCD Sound System and Coldplay have built whole songs and albums around Kraftwerk tracks. One of the biggest Coldplay albums has melodies throughout it from Kraftwerk. And there's actually kind of a funny story about this. Chris Martin, I'm not a huge Coldplay fan, but Chris Martin was a huge Kraftwerk fan. So like I telling the story, it's not coming from a place of like admiration, but it's a funny story where he determined that he wanted to sample or use melodies from Kraftwerk, mm-hmm. some classic Kraftwerk tracks. But the guys from Kraftwerk are notoriously hermits, and they did not have like cell phone. Like even though their music and over many years they're like sound like the future,
yeah.
They really like preferred to like live in the past. So if you wanted to ever sample them or use them or get their permission for anything, they had a policy that they have this studio and they have a phone in the studio. And it doesn't have a ringer on it, but if they just pick it up and you're on the other end of the line, they'll talk to you. So you can call and the phone won't ring, but every once in a while they just pick it up.
Oh my God.
So this is how you have to get in touch with them. So this was how it was for many, many years. And then, so it's basically like impossible to get in touch with them unless one of them on a whim decided to pick up the phone and put it to their head and you happen to be on the other end of the line, which would mean that you could call for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time and not get in touch with anyone.
Yeah.
So to get permission to do the Kraftwerk sample, Chris Martin had to write a letter that he had to hand to a person who he knew a person who knew a person who like knew a person. And that like they had to sort of like hand, like literally pass hand to hand a written letter.
Yeah.
This is in like the 2000s that eventually found its way into this studio. And it was like a lengthy letter where he asked for this permission and asked for a thing. And then one of the musicians from Kraftwerk wrote a note back that passed through the same hands, month passed, and this letter got back to Chris Martin, and all it said was, yes.
Oh my God.
One word, yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love it.
They're kind of quirky and reclusive and do strange things. And
well, it's like Bill Murray doesn't have an agent.
It's the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's like an 8 and 100 number.
It's like you just gotta find him.
Yeah, find a way and get in touch. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think that's like when you're an iconic artist of a certain stature that you can behave like that.
It's so like Yoko Ono to me. Yeah, you know, exactly. Where you're just like, oh, Yoko wouldn't fucking do that.
I feel like that a little bit. Like, I don't like to pretend like I'm important or anything, but I don't put my phone number in my email. Like, really? I don't want someone, no.
Wait, for work?
Yeah, no. No.
You're crazy.
People call me all, Tina, how many phone calls do I get? I get phone calls all day long.
How many phone calls do I get, Jaggy?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you have a million ways of getting in touch with me. You can tweet at me, you can Google me, you can email me, you can LinkedIn me, you can Facebook me. Like, I don't need LinkedIn. You to call the phone on my desk right now because I'm constantly in meetings. I can't be interrupted with phone calls constantly. I'm never getting anything done.
No, it's very true.
So if you want to talk to me on the phone, you can send me an email. We'll set up a time and I'll tell you what number to call me at. Mm. And it's just... Like, I can't just have my phone ringing all the time, or I'm never getting anything done.
Oh, no, it's awful. Yeah, it sucks. Like, I don't do it often, but sometimes I have to pull the, I'm in a meeting right now. But it's not often. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah. I'm not good at letting people go, and I like talking. I don't know if you've noticed. So this is the thing. If I'm going to talk to you on the phone, I want to be, like, present in that call, not thinking about something else.
Yeah.
I want to, like, not have my email open. And I don't want to be distracted. For sure. I want to take notes. So, yeah. Like, I don't want to just have people calling me willy-nilly.
Fair.
Yeah. Anyways.
Fair enough, you weirdo.
So I relate. That's what I'm saying. Send me an email. Then it's all documented too.
Jackie, you're so like Kraftwerk.
Yeah, hardly. Should we play another song before we go on here? Actually, I don't know if we have another song queued up here before.
Our next subject.
Well, we do have a song queued up for before our next subject. We do.
Yeah.
Let me just queue it up here.
Okay, cool.
We got a little song.
Cool with a K.
It's cool with a K. This is the Chainsmokers. It doesn't start with a K at all.
But the name of their song does.
But the name of their song does. And the name of the song is?
Kanye.
I have never wished on hope. Didn't need a telescope to see where I am going. I have never been the one trying hard to hold my tongue. It's my stereo. Stand with a crown on my head like a god, yeah, like a god. With every step, no, I won't second guess what I want. I wanna be like Kanye. I'll be the king of me always. Do what I want, I'll have it my way. All day like Kanye, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
we are back on Letter Speak. That was the Chainsmokers with Kanye.
I feel like that's a really good car song, like car singing.
Yeah, like you should be going fast on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. So we're going to talk about Kanye. How come we can talk about Kim and not talk about Kanye?
I know, right?
He had a hard time not talking about Kanye.
And we were like, save it. Save for later. Yeah. Save it.
Do you like Kanye West?
I do. I like his music and I like his attitude, even though he is, you know, a little controversial, but that's okay. Remember when he took back the, oh my God, what's it called? Like that shitty American flag, but it's not the American flag.
Oh, the
Confederate flag.
Confederate flag.
Remember when he took that back and he was like, this is now my flag. That was like 2 years ago. And I was like, you are amazing, sir.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have a hard time with an artist being mm-hmm. so outspoken and controversial.
And I think it's a lot of racism.
Yeah.
And it's people who just like, you know, have a problem with a black man being so outspoken.
Let's be real. It's not like he can't back it up. Like, he's educated and talented and has had hit after hit and, like, is an artist and has put out artistic albums and has done interesting things and has changed genres and influenced tons of people. It's not like he's a loudmouth who doesn't back it up with anything. He got to where he is for a reason.
Oh, yeah. He's supremely talented. He's been working for years to get where he is.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, you know, 8 years ago, he had hit albums.
Yeah.
He is one of the best-selling artists of all time.
Yeah.
He is the most acclaimed one of the most acclaimed musicians of the 21st century. It's insane.
Yeah. And I think
32 million albums.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah. I think people take what Kanye says at face value. They're like, oh, he said, like, mm-hmm. he's the greatest. That's so conceited. I'm annoyed with that. But I don't think they
understand. So did John Lennon, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I think people take a lot of his opinions. They're like, he just thinks this and he said this and I find that difficult. But I think what they're missing is some of the, like, the attempts at media jamming. Like, mm-hmm. he will jam himself in a media story and make it as controversial as possible to generate attention. Like, his last album was coming out and he, I think it was like the same day as his album was released, he said to someone in an interview, oh, I'm like $40 million in debt and I need like Bill Gates to bail me out.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like all these articles, it's just like headline, your Facebook feed, everything is like, Kanye West is broke, Kanye mm-hmm. West is broke. And then like the next line in the article is, his new album comes out today. And I'm like, does no one get what's happening here? Like, he just said something so that everyone would pay attention to him today so he can sell his new album.
Like, yeah, and like, do you know how much money his wife makes?
It's like a media jam and you totally all fell for it again.
Yeah.
And he does it over and over and over again. Amazing. And it gets like, you know, more progressively ridiculous because he's got to top himself every time.
I feel like he just kind of looks at himself in the mirror and is like, what ridiculous thing am I going to say today that people believe me?
Oh, he's so self-aware.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's self-aware to the point where it's ridiculous. And I can't believe people don't get it.
Yeah.
And the people who don't get it, I'm like, oh, really? It's like, I can't explain this to you if you don't understand.
You're just
he's just inserting himself into every conversation he sees as important.
You just have to be like, dude, it's art. Like, he's doing art.
Yeah. If you don't get it, it's because you don't get art.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Like, some of my favorite Kanye things is like, he's like, sweatshirts are important. And if you don't think sweatshirts are important, like, you don't understand culture. And I'm like, yeah, man, sweatshirts are important.
They are.
And like, people are like, would look at that and be like, that's the stupidest thing. And I'm like, no, like, think about how many millions and billions of dollars people invest in sweatshirts. Think about how many, like, think mm-hmm. about how important that article of clothing is to the last 50 years. People.
Exactly.
And if you try to think about fashion, you think back in like historical, like you look to a fashion museum, it's like sweatshirts are as important now as like, bustles were in 1812. You know what I mean? Like, when you document what fashion looked like between 1980 and 2020, mm-hmm. the sweatshirt is going to be included.
Oh, absolutely. I just have to say they didn't have bustles in 1812. Just like, throwing that
whatever.
Out
that was, I mean,
I'm just saying.
History major.
Smart turn of the century.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
sorry to derail.
It's okay. I think you understand where I'm coming
from. No, I absolutely do.
I didn't prepare that, so I was having trouble finding an example.
It's okay.
Bell bottoms in the 70s.
There
okay.
You go.
Bell bottoms in the 70s. Sweatshirts in like the last 30 years have been it. The hoodie. The sports sweatshirt.
Every single company makes a hoodie or a sweatshirt.
The Juicy tracksuit.
Yes.
The Adidas tracksuit.
Yep.
Think of how many sweatshirts you have owned in your life.
Many. And I keep buying them now because I love them again.
Right.
You know?
Anyways, so I think what he's trying to say is there's no – I think his thing a lot with fashion has been there's, like, no highbrow and there's no lowbrow anymore. Everything is one.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing everything together is one, which is absolutely true. And we just talked about this in a previous segment, but, like, the access that he has gained to high culture through tracksuits.
He's always at the front row of fashion shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He signed a huge deal recently, which was really interesting, with Adidas. So Nike has the Air Jordans, mm-hmm. which has been, like, an iconic brand for them. They've sold quintillions of dollars of Jordan branded merchandise. And Adidas has never really had, I mean, they had Beckham and they have, like, other sports athletes. They never really had, like, an iconic.
David Beckham.
Right? Yeah, David Beckham. They never really have, like, you wouldn't wear, like, you wouldn't talk about Adidas like you would talk about Air Jordans,
no.
right? Like, it's like a sub-brand. So Adidas has signed a billion-dollar deal with Kanye for his Yeezy sneakers, which are the best-selling sneaker line right now, the
wow.
Yeezys. And there's going to be Yeezy stores.
No way.
Yeah, I think to my mind, when you read about the deal, it's like they see Yeezy, that brand, as what going to be their run at Air Jordans in the next 30 years.
Awesome. Crazy. Yeah. Wow, good for him. Yeah. I always love his, like, ridiculous Taylor Swift run-ins.
Oh, man. The ongoing, which is so, like, symbolic of his, like, continuing place in culture, right? Like, it's him against the, like, popular blonde girl.
Yeah, it's like him versus, like, you know, white America.
Yeah. It very is. It's like symbolized by that. And I think he knows that and he continues to work with it because it's like, how can he not? This is
absolutely.
Like right there for him.
Yeah. Like, it's literally been going on since 2009. And Obama called him a jackass. Like, but I guarantee you, Obama has all his albums.
Yeah. I think Obama would jam it to some Kanye for sure.
Yeah. Like, the most, then the most recent thing is Kanye asked Taylor Swift if he could reference her on his new song Famous.
Yes.
And his wife had the forethought to actually record that conversation.
Yes.
I don't know, on her phone or something.
Yeah.
Where it was, you know, Kanye's like, oh, can I, you know, say that I made you famous? I think we're gonna have sex. It's funny, haha.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift's like, yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, it's a compliment. Ha ha.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, maybe it came out, the line came out, and her people were like, are you crazy?
No, we didn't approve this. We're offended.
Yeah.
And then she went up on stage and, like, accepted an award and was like, oh, don't let anyone take any away your fame from you. You earned it yourself. And then I think it was, like, Kim Kardashian in an interview. It was, like, months later, like 6 months later. It was a random interview and Kim Kardashian was like, whatever. We called her and she gave us permission.
Yeah.
And it could have just been left with that.
Totally.
If Taylor could have just kept her mouth shut, she could have left it with that.
It's like, don't deny no it one if you supplied it.
Right. So she denied it again.
Yeah.
And then they've called this, like, the day of the receipts. Kim Kardashian had the receipt. She was like, oh, yeah? Here's the video of what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah.
Why would you lie about that with these people who are masters of the media? You're up against, like, two people who are masters of media attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you lied. And you thought you were going to get away with it. Oh, foolish.
Tay-Tay.
I know. Anyways, I feel like she looked like kind of an asshole in that whole situation.
Oh, totally. But she's just now, obviously, she, you know, she's all just keeping her mouth shut. Like, I don't know.
I don't even be part of this narrative anymore. Why am I in their mouths? Like, because you keep participating in it. Because
you were dumb.
Yeah. And, you know, I actually think, and I've always thought, that initial time, how it all started was Taylor got one video of the year for a song, I don't even know what it is, or the video that I don't even care.
Because Single Ladies didn't win.
Because she beat Beyonce's Single Ladies.
Yeah, which Kanye got mad because he was like, this is horseshit.
Everyone on the show knows how we feel about Beyonce. Clearly, yeah. Beyonce deserved to win that award.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna let you finish. He, like, ran up on stage. I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the greatest video of all time.
So he basically, you know, he ran in and cut on her award winning time, whatever.
My niece knows the dance moves to Single Ladies.
Yeah.
She's 10 years old. She was, like, barely alive when that song came out.
That's so true.
Like, that's, oh, it's, and she's a huge Taylor Swift fan, but I guarantee you she doesn't know a song and dance from that Taylor Swift, whatever song it was that was a hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it was enduring. So Kanye West was right. Maybe it was rude to crash the stage, but my theory is, so at that time, Kanye and Taylor Swift had the same manager.
Mm.
This is business.
And he was
let's
like,
let's not forget.
He's like, this is going to happen. You're going to crash the stage and this is all orchestrated.
Yeah. Let's not forget
these people this know what's up.
This is a business. These people are sophisticated people. They understand how media works. They understand how the news works. Oh, everyone needs something to report
on.
Well,
hello, Taylor Swift and her fake relationships. We can talk about that in the S section.
Yeah, we can. So I just feel like they agreed on that because it helped her and it helped him.
Oh, for sure. And he doesn't mind looking a little, you know.
Yeah, no, that's his whole thing.
Looking a bit silly if he is going to get his name out there because, hello, art.
Yes. And I mean, I don't even think he sort of did it again when your boy Beck there.
Oh, God, Beck. Beat Beyonce. That.
Beck's totally stupid folk album that was completely irrelevant. Beat Beyonce.
Remember the next day, people were like, oh, again. It's so rude. And I'm like, name a Beck song.
I listened to that Beck album and I was like, okay, but who cares about this? This has no cultural relevance. It's like, no one cares about this. No one's going to care about it in 5 minutes. Like, it's not relevant. It has no impact on society. No one's listening to it on the radio. No one's buying this album.
No.
No one cares about it. It didn't start fashion trends. It didn't start dances. Like, what are we awarding here? Like, yeah, it's got musical talent on it, but a lot of albums have musical talent.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it a best.
Album of the year?
Best of.
Like, God, come on. So anyways, Beyonce was robbed again on that one, and Kanye West inserted himself into that conversation, which is totally goes to my point of, like, he just knows when to put himself in a conversation.
No, it's very smart.
So anyways, Kanye West, I feel like we can talk about him for a long time.
We really
time.
Could. Let's not Beyonce him. Oh, wait, we should. Who knows?
So I don't know. I think we could Beyonce Kanye West. This is one thing that I'll say. I think hopefully this will kind of wrap it up. I always look forward to listening to his new albums when they come out. And I always look forward to whatever follows the headline, Kanye West did this thing.
Yeah, same. Like I
want to know what it is. I want to read it. I'm interested. It's engaging, and I want to like hear the music that goes with it.
He always has a point.
Oh, he always has a point.
Yeah, exactly. Which is great.
Sometimes it's hard to follow because he's a little stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
He did it. He got 4 minutes on the Video Music Awards on Sunday,
and he was introducing his new video.
The first line that he said was, "I am Kanye West, and that feels especially great to say this year." I love it. It's just he doesn't. It's a bit all over the place. He talks about 22 people murdered in Chicago. He talks about Taylor Swift. He talks about going to the Art Institute. He talks about Walt Disney. He talks about Steve Jobs. He talks about being important and culturally relevant and like how people can't take it. He talks about being the thought leaders and an influencer. And it's this incredible self-awareness. And I feel like all people are like, oh, Kanye West isn't a thought influencer.
He's relevant.
Mark my words.
No, he's not.
He is.
Yeah.
He, you know, he played a piece of his art. I haven't got a chance to watch it yet, but I'm sure it's interesting. His entire last album is bizarre and fascinating, which is not something you say a lot about pop music albums.
No, that's very true. It's, you know, I'm just trying to think if I can think of someone else who's even like him, but I can't, you know?
No.
Like Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like weird and different every time.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's what it comes out is like recent albums I have found challenging. I will listen to them all and be like, oh man, this is some amazing art on here. I don't know if I can listen to it 20 times or 40 times or 50 times, but it's always very, very engaging and interesting. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of pop music you can say that about.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to, let's do one more topic before we play. I think we've only got one more song left.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah. Just one more song left to play us out. So we've got the word okay. We want to discuss the word okay or K.
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 K. So, bit of a turnaround here. So I wrote this last week, but I'm just kind of like, where are we going here? So it's actually the initials OK of a facetious folk phonetic spelling of a... and it was first uttered in Boston, Massachusetts in 1839 and then used in 1840 by a Democratic partisans of Martin Van Buren during his election campaign, who had allegedly named their organization OK Club in allusion to the initials of Old Kinderhook, Van Buren's nickname, which is derived from his birthplace in Kinderhook, New York. So it was this kind of like goofy nickname for the organization of these supporters of Martin Van Buren. And it's a total Americanism that has just like exploded all over the world.
Right.
It survived the political campaign that fostered it. It quickly lost its political significance and went on to be to be used as a verb, adverb, noun, and interjection.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It became well known in England by the 1880s. Today it's like totally, it's everywhere in the world. Everywhere, almost every country, I would say, understands uses, it.
Okay.
Or at least you could do
the circle with the hand,
yeah, and that can, it's funny because if you go across cultures, like that hand gestures, it can have totally different meanings.
Yeah.
So this could be a dirty word somewhere else, but like most places are like, okay, I understand it.
Yeah.
You know, like the stereotypical, like, okay, Yankee cowboy. So, you know, as an adjective, it can mean all right, like things are okay at the moment. As an adverb, you know, it's well enough, like she'll manage okay on her own. Interjection, okay, I'll get it for you. Noun.
Interjection, like okay.
Yeah, exactly. Or as a noun, like would you okay this report for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It is cool. I didn't know, I don't think I knew anything about that because so the spelling OKAY.
Yeah, so that I didn't see anywhere where that actually came from, but to me, that's just the way that you it's like a, you know, you're sounding out in your head, and that's right. How we spell it in English, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
OKAY instead of O dot K dot.
Right.
Yeah.
I use okay a lot.
Okay.
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 I use it a lot in text and a lot in email.
I have one friend whose name's Kelly, starts with a K.
Yeah.
And to acknowledge that he's received your text, he'll write KK. It's pretty cute.
Yeah. It's, yeah. And you know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, we talked so much about like Kim Kardashian, like K is, it feels like a letter that's not a really popular one. Like writing intro is like, oh, what are some words that start with K that aren't names? You know, that there's not like, doesn't feel like there's a ton of stuff that comes to mind. It's not like the letter S where it's like a plethora of words.
Yeah.
But we use the letter K a lot right now in our culture. And I think okay and KK and like how you use K in text messages, like it's, you can send, someone can send you like a paragraph text message and you can reply with the letter K and it acknowledges and like accepts.
Got it.
And like it's one letter that
says all
of it. I got it,
I agree, I whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come
over
it's
now.
Crazy.
Okay.
Okay. I realized we should have probably played a song by OK Go.
Oh yeah, we should have done that.
Because I just thought of that.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean,
whatever. We planned this last week. We're delivering it this week.
It's happening.
We do have one more song to play before we gotta wrap it up.
Yes.
This was your pick.
It was. And I really, okay, so it's Kelly Clarkson. And it's her song, I Do Not Hook Up. And I feel like we could have played her major breakout single, Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
Which is also a friggin' great song.
I do love that song.
But this song specifically I like because there's in the video, her, you know, video boyfriends are extremely good looking.
Extremely. So what you're saying is this is listen-o-vision. You should press play. You should let the show wrap up. But meanwhile, go over to your YouTube browser.
Envision a really hot looking like Italian waiter.
Okay.
Feeding you strawberries.
Mm. Okay. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. And then her second video boyfriend is a guy at a cool bar, and he's like, he's got like a leather jacket, and he's like,
yeah,
super cute.
Yeah,
yeah.
So this is the letter K, JK L next week.
Yeah.
Should we talk about love?
Ooh,
I don't know. That's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Good, love songs. We'll see.
Love songs. Okay, we'll wrap up with Kelly Clarkson.
Well, I love you, Jackie.
I love you. This has been Letter Speak.
Oh, sweetheart, put the bottle down. You got too much talent. I see you through those bloodshot eyes. There's a cure, you found it. Slow motion sparks, you caught that chill. Now don't deny it, but boys will be boys, oh yes they will. They don't want it to fight it, just give up the game and get into me. If you're looking for thrills, then get on me. Oh no, I do not hook up, I go slow. So if you want me, I don't look cheap. what I can clean up the mess she left. Lay your head down and feel the breeze as I kiss your forehead. This may not last, but this is now. To love the one you're with, you wanna chase, but you're chasing your tail.